good thing Seth knows how to count backwards. For those of you that are just tuning in, this is the Winfrey Monday conference call where we have a simulcast between a conference number and BBS radio. And we do it this way just because that's the way it got started. But it seems to have the effect of creating an anchoring of energy to just do this, not just by me talking to you, but there's a number of people on a call that are holding the energy for the call. And so normally I say hello to them before the call, but we were having a little franticness at the BBS radio today. So when anyone, I had Francis was on there, and Jim is on there. Anyone else on the call would like to say, introduce themselves and say hello to everyone out in BBS land.
This is Lou, Regina, Saskatchewan. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Lou.
Hello.
And anyone else? That's the silent majority. Let's see. How many people do we have on the line?
There are 9 callers on the call.
Well, let's see. We got 9 of you on the call, and but it's okay. Maybe there's new people on tonight, and oftentimes they're shy. And Terry, you're on the call, right?
Right, I'm here.
Okay, well, I'm going to start my tape recorder.
Please enter your subscriber PIN followed by the pound sign. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
Okay. So,
entry chimes are off. Exit chimes are off.
Callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
You know what? I blew it. I was listening to some of my old calls, and I noticed that every time I start off, as soon as I start the tape recorder, I say, okay. I said, I'm not going to say okay tonight because that sounds dumb. And I forgot, and I said it anyway. So on this call, it's kind of an anything goes type call, but dedicated to assisting all of us in this transition that our planet is going through. And always there's someone that doesn't know that we're going through a transition and the significance of that. And if you happen to be listening and you don't know our planet's in a transition, probably the easiest way to understand what we talk about is to join Message a Day, which is a email every day, which includes a transcript from sources, I guess we could say they're outside of this realm. We are in a realm here. We are in a realm that sometimes is called third dimension. And this realm has certain properties, and it has certain rules and laws to it. And then there are other realms that are outside this realm. And most of the time, for most people, those other realms are completely invisible. People don't know that they exist. And maybe they get the idea. Of course, there's a lot of people that are now channeling discarnate entities, and many people have heard Ramtha or Abraham. So there is a growing awareness that there's something out there. But what is out there is a mystery. Like when somebody channels, where are these voices coming from? How does it feel? I would ask all these questions many times. I'm very curious. And so, how does it feel to be somewhere else and not here? Like, we know how it feels to be a human, but how does it feel to be an energy form in another realm? We actually talk to those forms on this call. Well, later on, we'll ask them how it feels to be them. Now, when we talk about energies in other realms, because we as humans don't have any idea about anything other than a voice. A voice is speaking through somebody, and they say they're this. And we usually don't have a way of validating that what they're saying is true. One of the things I learned is when it came to wisdom, wisdom has a resonance to it. So you don't have to believe it or not believe it. If you're wise enough to recognize wisdom, you'll recognize it and you'll know that it's wise. So you don't have to believe anything for wisdom. But when it comes to the cosmologies and everything, it's another story. How do you know it's true? So in my case, I did a lot of cross-referencing. And the bottom line is if everything that I'm saying is accurate, if I've got the right conclusions, this is an incredible period we're in. And it is rather hard to understand it. In fact, I'd say rather hard is not even the right word. It's impossible to understand it in purely human terms. And even people that are bound to thinking in purely human terms have a hard time figuring out what's going on right now on our planet. And it's actually a bit like science fiction. And at this point, living inside of it, studying it, asking hundreds of questions, you know, many, many conversations, studying David Wilcock, Carla Ruckert, who was my guest last week, and many of you who are studying this are starting to get the idea that it is real. We are in transformation. And there's aspects of this, the fact that we're in this, whether you know about it or not, whether you believe it or not, if it's true, it's going to affect you. It's already affecting you. We all know that there's aspects of the world that are falling apart, like the economy, like the politics, like many scientific people are saying, how can life go on here the way it is with global warming, with the depletion of resources, with so many people? And then there's planetary shifts going on. And here, you and I are on this planet, and we're in the middle of it. And there's a couple things that I have learned that, and in fact, I've learned them in my mind, and I think to a certain degree, I'm learning how to put them into practice. And it has to do with not being a victim and realizing that there's something that you can do. What can you do? You're just one small little human on a planet. What can you do? Well, I think one of the mysteries that I've uncovered, and this one is, I'm sure I'm not the only one that's uncovered this, but that you're not just a small human on a planet. You are and you're not. Because you have the potential to be a co-creator with the universe. You are a ground crew. You are here, and through the work we're doing, we are actually helping link you up with them. And They are you. You are them. And we are all together. But to be hooked up to them is an unusual experience. It's not like you invite somebody over and they come to dinner. It's a matter of expanding who you are. Not expanding it in your thinking, but expanding your hologram. And there's a whole set of rules connected with expanding holograms, which is not connected with the normal laws of 3D Earth, third dimensional Earth. And some of you who keep coming into these calls and paying attention are actually, I know you're putting it into practice and you're seeing it work, because it's making the transition from being a normal, contracted human, feeling helpless, victimized, to being a human who's connected. What's the right word here? To the larger holograms of the universe and acting as a co-creator with God, with Source, with the Elohim group, the Ra group, what word do you want to use? And everyone listening to my words has the potential to do that, including me, because even I am just a baby at this, but I've seen it work enough to know that it's real. Being a co-creator with the universe. You know, Michael Jackson had a song, "We Are the World, We Are the Children." He's right. We are the world. You're the world focused through your little body, and I'm the world focused through my little body. But you know what? We're not just the world. We're also the solar system. We're also the galaxies. Do you know that time and space don't exist? They, of course, we're in this realm, and they do exist. But ultimately, your intentions and your thoughts traverse time and space. Just by having an intention, you can move your spirit body somewhere. Just by having an intention, you can start the ball rolling for someone to meet you tomorrow that you didn't even know. By a couple of us having an intention, we can start recreating this realm and cause transformation in the physical that would normally look impossible. So, I talked about patience. I sent an email out and said I was going to address some ideas of patience. And where does patience come into this? Well, everyone here, everyone in a body has gone through many, 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 many lifetimes. And I'm not sure if many, many means thousands, if it means a million, but think of how this crazy universe works. You die, you come back, you die, you come back, and do you know how hard it is to change, to shift? As I get it, and I think I'm right here, because I've learned about certain people in my life had past lifetimes, and I've been able to read who they were and how they were, and I could immediately see how they seemed to be the same person, how their personalities, their attitudes, their hang-ups were quite similar from the past lifetimes that I read. Of course, you can only do this if you had a famous past lifetime, and because otherwise you can't read about yourself. But in studying the ones that I did study, it was amazing how little we change from one life to the next. The circumstances of our life changes. The outward talents that we manifest, but the core possibilities are so similar. And so as I start to sense this, we've gone through so many lifetimes, and in many ways, it seems like we're static. We're not really growing. We're just reoccurring. And when you come into this line, when you start tuning into these energies, you're suddenly tapping into an energy that is outside your reality system for perhaps hundreds or thousands of lifetimes. And that provokes you. It's not so easy to say, okay, now I see the possibilities. Now I'm going to be a co-creator with God tomorrow. Now I'm going to do this, because you're in the face of all your lifetimes and all the patterns that you've created. And when you really want to change, and you first you have to open to the possibility that you can change. Second, you need some kind of an experience of what I'm calling an expanded hologram. You need to feel it, no matter how much someone talks about it. Until you feel it, you're not going to get it. Well, one of the amazing things on these calls is we create the circumstance right here on the call where you can feel that expansion, or many people can. One way or another, they feel it. I feel it. And so now we have a reference point for that expansion, and we have also the reference point for all our old patterns. And so how do you want to move into something new? Everyone wants to move into something new. I noticed when I first started doing these calls and we first started introducing the Elohim to a group of people on the phone line, that people thought their life would change like magic overnight. I mean, they studied my story and they said, okay, I think he's really talking to the Elohim. And if Elohim was one of those forces that's been recognized as God, then I want everything to change right now. And it didn't happen. And sometimes over a period of weeks or months, people would get very disillusioned because they expected this magic. And I watched it. And I almost got to the point where I could pick the people who were going to get disillusioned, because they missed some crucial points in this process. That is, the Elohim doesn't do it for you. You still have to do it. And if you do it, they can help, if you ask. But if you think they're going to do it, nothing will happen, because it's a co-creative process. And they don't do it. It doesn't work that way. Now, I didn't figure this out right at the get-go. I didn't have any idea how this worked. I said, hey, if I'm really talking to the Elohim, what does this mean? How is this going to affect people? How do you cause, you know, this kind of verbal connection to impact people who want to be impacted? And when you, they definitely have said, they said that you have to make a choice. If you are sitting there passively, if you are sitting there, do it to me, I'm ready. That may work for certain kinds of intimate encounters, but it doesn't work with the Elohim and the Ra group. On some level, you have to make a choice. You have to choose it. You say, okay, I'm ready. I want help. I want to get through my stuff. And the stronger your intent to get through your stuff, the stronger your intent to be of service to the planet in this period now, the more they're going to connect with you. And I watched it. It works that way. This is not a magic thing. This is, you're creating the potential for the relationship, just as I am, just as Terry is, just as everyone on this planet is. But you folks who are listening to these phone calls have a huge edge. You have a huge opportunity because most people don't know this exists. So how are they going to reach for something or make it? They don't even know they're making a choice. So by having this information exposed to you, by having these live channelings go on, by having the ability to ask questions, and there's the potential for you to turbocharge your track, so to speak. You know, it's not normal that you found this, nor is it normal that I found this. This is a very unusual thing to find and to figure out, and for me and for you. And sometimes when people are passive, they don't get it, because there is a certain amount of active participation, active initiative, active reaching that needs to take place, at least from the way it looks to me, for you to truly engage these energies of these other realms. And there's also this tremendous amount of patience that's required, because you have come through all these lifetimes, and you have the patterns of all those lifetimes impressed into your consciousness. So you can have an idea of something, but you don't have the wherewithal to clear your patterns like wham, bam, disappear. It usually is a process, and sometimes a longer process than you would expect. I know in my case, that was the circumstance. It took me a long, long time to clear certain patterns. And it's like I didn't have a group like this to pay attention to while I was going through that. I was kind of like feeling totally strung out. Where am I and what's going on? And I had certain pains in my body and tight shoulders, and I didn't know how to get rid of them. I said, why is this happening? And then at one point, I had learned, this was about 25 years ago, I'd learned that my father had killed me in another lifetime, and that because he killed me, I had the opportunity to be born in his family this lifetime. And, of course, when I was growing up, I didn't know that he had killed me, but I did know he didn't like me around. I did know I never felt good enough. I did know that when I did things that I thought he should appreciate it, he didn't appreciate it. He didn't appreciate much that was good about me. And if I had it his way, I'd be an electrical engineer at Drexel Institute of Technology in Philadelphia. I'd have a wife and a bunch of kids. And he was a very conservative guy, and there were periods when he almost disowned me because I was so intent on discovering myself, and I was doing things trying to understand life And I would say I was doing things for 20 years trying to understand life. And even when I, for a long period of time, I didn't know that it was, that some of the oppression I felt in my body was due to my father, or the fact that he killed me. I mean, I knew it was connected to my father, but it was only when I had this reading that my conscious mind put it together. But even when I knew it in my conscious mind, and even when I was made sense to me, I could see the pattern, I could see how it was established, it still took me years to break free of it. It still impacted me. I still was contracted, and I was still withdrawn. I still felt, I guess there was a sense of worthlessness because my father made me feel worthless because he didn't want me around. He killed me that life. And on a subconscious level, he remembered that I was the guy that he did in. I started to understand how those subconscious things work because on a conscious level, nothing was further from the truth. In other words, he didn't know that he killed me. I didn't know that he killed me. But when I started to put that together as something that happened, it made everything else make sense. So I know that all of us have those kinds of things. And, you know, I did a couple of talks a few weeks ago on how to change your destiny. One of the ways to figure out what the patterns are that you're carrying is look at the things that keep repeating in your life that have no reason to repeat. Like, for example, some people have a relationship, and the relationship gets all screwed up. And they think someone new is going to fix them. They go out, they get someone new, and they have exactly the same pattern again. And then they go and get someone new, and they get the same pattern. That is clearly an indication that you have some past life pattern that's implanted in your unconscious, and it keeps attracting the same circumstance. And it will create the circumstance to match your pattern. So when you come onto one of these calls and you get an experience of expansion on the call, when you feel the connection with these group souls when they come into your space, when you feel the opening of your crown chakra, the first time you feel that, and maybe the 100th time you feel it, does not mean that all your patterns go away. In fact, now you're really challenged because that provokes your patterns to surface. You now have opened a door into a whole new realm of possibilities, and now you have seen the potential beyond your own patterns, but the patterns are still there. And this is where you need patience. You guys hear that bird in the background? I'll bet you do. I'm sitting in the backyard, and he's not respectful of the fact that we're doing a recording, but we'll just keep going. Maybe he heard me. So if you want to get over your patterns, it takes an incredible amount of dedication on your part to say, I want to do this. It takes exposing yourself. I think the raw material in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, the raw channelings, are incredibly wise. And if you've read that book and you've read it once and you thought you knew what was in it, you didn't, because quite frankly, I have read some of those chapters 20 to 30 times to allow that information to integrate into my being, because it is so packed with little triggers that can trigger you on a cellular level. And when you get triggered on a cellular level, guess what? You release the patterns. You release these patterns, start to release, because they're on a cellular level. And that's one kind of wisdom. Coming into these conference calls over and over again, you know, we're starting a new thing called Team Shift, where we're having people come together every day for 10 minutes to call in the light. Now, you know, we're not doing this only for the planet. We're doing this for ourselves, because this is the way you make a choice. If you don't make a choice, if you don't choose, you're just going to get what you've always gotten and repeat the patterns. And I do believe I've watched this work for enough people, and I only say this because I've watched it work, because I didn't know how it would work. I've watched enough people shift their patterns as a result of paying attention to this, that I have the belief that if you do that, if you dedicate yourself, you will shift your patterns. And if all this stuff about dimensional shift and a splitting of souls is true, if you don't shift your patterns, you're going to repeat them. There's a good chance, I don't exactly know how all this works, but there is a good chance you're going to repeat this realm. And so, in fact, they've said in a recent channeling from Daphne, most people have already made their choice. And, but they said there's still a number of people that can graduate, but they don't have a lot of time. And if you're sitting around waiting as if it's going to happen without your participation, it probably won't happen. Now, on that note, on the other hand, when you commit to wanting it to happen and making it happen and choosing to make it happen, you must have patience. You can't think that things are going to shift in a moment. That's the bad news. But the good news is that if you have a high intention, things will shift faster in this particular time period than they ever did in all of history, because of this dimensional shift, because of this high energy flowing into our planet. It means your intentions are magnified. So by engaging your intentions, you can move through this faster than ever before. But even if you move through it faster, that doesn't mean it's going to be fast enough. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be surfacing a lot of dross, pain, garbage from past lives as part of this. And the key is not to run away from it, not to go into distraction. Most humans go into distraction and don't face their garbage and dross. Face your stuff, let it come up, process it, experience it, and send it the light around it, and understand it and take responsibility for it. And then you'll get through it. But still, it will seem slow. Getting through it might take 3 months, 6 months, might take 2 years. But the point is, once you're through, you're finished. You've finished with all that garbage. And you won't have to go back to do it again. So I know everyone is thinking, where's Terry? Where's Ra'an? And here I am talking. And we have about 10 minutes left, and I think I've brought up a good topic. And let me say, I don't even know if I'm right in the way I describe these things, but I think I am, because it's based a lot on my own experience as well as the channelings. So if it's in my experience, I've done it, I've watched other people do it, I know it works. Are you there, Terry?
Here I am.
You're there.
Yes.
Okay. Are you in a good mood to bring them?
Well, we'll see. Call in the light.
Okay. So I'd like you all to join me, and I'd like you all to make your intent really high. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a braiding of our energies, a connecting of our spirits in other realms, so that we, those of you who are listening, those of you who listen in the future, are creating a oneness, a Christed, communed energy. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to other, operating in the law of one, to join with us. And the groups we've spoken to most often identify themselves as the Elohim group and the Ra group, that are combined to talk to us as Ra'an. And so I will leave a space and see if they come in and say hello.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are pleased to be with you this day in September the 28th of September, Monday. It is a time when there are a lot of things on the edge and can tip over one way or another. The economic situation, the nuclear situation, the grids, the ring of fire, the earthquake situation. And it can be modified or even some of it averted by your prayers and your desires. We know that as you do your workaday world, that your vision narrows down into the job, the family, the home, and it is very good. And we are there to be your third eye with vision to overlook the world if you but ask, and can make a difference in the future of the Earth as you call your wishes towards peace, towards less geographical change, and towards the safety and the protection of all of the peoples of Earth, and other more sensible solutions to overpopulation than the radical few are attempting to put into play, which brings up the swine flu, which we would ask that you watch your help and you may increase your vitamin D3, and this will increase your immunity and utilize the use of minerals, requiring less minerals. We suggest your watching your diet and your drinking enough water. Many of the population of Earth do not drink enough water and are in a state of dehydration, which can be viewed as a person gets older by the drying out of the various systems in the body and the skin and the formation of wrinkles, which do not have to come so frequently. We suggest you take good care of yourself and open your heart and include your neighbors and friends. And this opening of the heart will be a guideline which will help you assail the things that you run into and can be your handrail and guide into ascension and the higher life, which comes at some point always. Thank you for being with us today. We adore you and we treasure our companionship with you. We are pleased to be with you and are available to you to call on and to send you love. And we give special thanks for Francis Adenoy.
Before you leave, can I ask a question?
Yes.
I said earlier, we have 2 minutes. I said I was going to have you share to the group what it feels like to be you in as much as we could understand it in human terms. Is that a fair question?
Yes. It is the ability to make mass, to mock up a concept, to create an energy system where we, I, us, can appear or disappear. It is the ability to become the wind, to become the stars, to be the heat engine, to back up and to disappear, and to then hear the call of individuals who are yearning for something better that we, I, us can move with and can enhance and fan the flames of what they wish to happen. It is an area that does not get stuck. It flows and we are able to move in and out of situations without getting hung up and stopped. And we are able to experience totally pure love without getting hung up on this and that. Because when one gets hung up on this and that, one starts to have one thing against another thing and then can have problems and conflicts starting to occur. And we do not experience this as we are all have the ability to move into any space and to know and to move out of any space. We are investigators, we are lovers, we have the ability to not even exist and to let it go and then to reappear and to look at it from a whole different angle. Does that help answer this a little bit?
Yes, I understand it all now. Thank you.
It is very much fun to be us.
Well,
you know, sometimes I think I can disappear and reappear even though I have a body. So maybe I'm getting closer. But I think the neat thing is that you're here for us, and that all we have to do is tune into your frequency, and you're there. And on that note, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. If you're listening for the first time, please subscribe.